Live from Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, our town of the week, thanks for the memos and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who should have bought that little chainsaw, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's the theme song. I've heard all these years. Are there words to that? Do you ever, when you write a song, do you have like words in your head going through? Because what are the words to our theme song?
There are no words. I could write some words.
There are no words. I like that.
Yeah, no words.
That's. I mean, that's a good song idea. There are no words.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But kinda not like for that this. Other one we wrote together, Kissing the Lips of Love.
Kissing the Lips of Love, which never went anywhere, but it was
a nice tune.
It was kind of a samba, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Bossa Nova or something.
Yeah.
But there's no words to this.
No.
Because it'd be high. I was trying to imagine. You can't. It's hard to put words to that.
And there he comes.
There he goes. There he goes. What is this? What's now?
I'll work on it. I'll work on some lyrics.
Yeah, something like that. Have to be like short little sentences. Well, you know, each week at this time, we get actual memos sent in by actual listeners. Yes, we do. And other things they send in, too. For example, like this. The What Do You Know Rhyme by Ren Maypal. Yeah, a little poem. That's kind of cute. People travel miles to see a show, which is called What Do You Know? Cows and pink flamingos, too, know the answers, not much. You. It brings people together no matter the weather. The callers are witty from small town to big city. In Nevada to Flint, they always get a hint. Kielbasa, cheese, and beer are in the atmosphere. From the state that is dairy, bobbleheads are not scary. The guests are enlightening, but they're never frightening. But if you're not wishing to be an addition, just acquisition, the fetal position. So there you go. It covers about everything. That's my entire career in just so many words. Very good. Very good. With love from Ren Maypal. Thank you very much for that. What do you know, Ryan? And I had this for a long time. Not as long as it's been, but it's a classic memo. You can tell it's actually typed on now yellowing paper, but it's a good one. It's from a heating and plumbing company in Georgia. It's not really a memo, but it's a letter. People used to write letters to people. To someone in Illinois, actually, and reads as follows. Dear sir, your damn tank didn't need any air charging. You had leaks on copper spray line and also three leaks underground, which when repaired, the pump would build up to 60 pounds immediately and cut off. If busted copper spray line and underground leaks was not repaired, your well would have been pumped dry if pump was left on. I don't need you or anyone else to tell me how to charge a pump tank. I've been doing this for 35 years, and that would have been what we would have done if needed. It doesn't make a damn whether you pay for this or not. It's immaterial with me, and I don't need your damn money. This company is worth over $1 million and don't owe anyone a cent. Just remember in future to call someone else. Cordially, blank, Heating Company Incorporated. President. Well, there you got a letter for the president in no uncertain terms. It's a classic. So thank you for that letter and memos and other communications, Sarah.
Yes,
what
memos.
What can they do with them?
They can send them to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org if they like. Mm-hmm. Subject line memos. Mm-hmm. Or go to notmuch.com and post it there.
Well, there, okay. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. If they do still use the mail?
The snail mail, yes. 821 University Avenue. Maybe I should read that a little slower. 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706.
Are you slowing down, kid?
Care of What Do You Know? Thanks for the memos.
Are you doing more of the public radio voice?
I can do. Shall I do
that? How slow can you go?
So slow it would put you to sleep.
That's the idea. It's public radio. So thoughtful you could snooze.